Let's take a look at the week ahead and see what data will be flowing through the canyons of Wall Street, because it's a fairly light week, but there will be some data. The big thing happening this week is the Fed governors are going to be on a rampage all over the country. Charles Evans speaks on Monday, Esther George, Loretta Mester, and Eric Rosengren on Tuesday. Janet Yellen, the chair, speaks on Thursday. James Bullard will be out there on Friday. A lot of this will be on the rubber chicken circuit, and some of it will be breakfast talk, but lots of it this week from the Fed. Although with the meeting just having concluded with the media briefing on Wednesday, I think we basically know where the Fed stands at this point, and we discussed it earlier in the broadcast in detail. So coming up this week on Wednesday, we'll get the FHFA House Price Index, and right now that stands at 6.2% higher prices on houses year over year. Wouldn't expect to see a dramatic year over year change. Existing home sales will also be announced Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. And the year-over-year right now on that stands at 3.8% in terms of transactions. And that should be continuing along a little above the 5.5 million unit annual rate to be announced Wednesday. We'll get jobless claims updated Thursday. For the past 2 years, jobless claims have been really fantastic. And that explains the tremendous expansion in jobs that we've seen over the past couple of years. They're estimated at 240,000 in the new figure coming up. And as I say, they have been, for the past 2 years, the jobless claims numbers have been spectacularly low, using history as a reference. We'll get new home sales Thursday, estimated at an annual rate of about 565,000 units. Some gradual improvement going on there, but nowhere near their all-time highs, which is probably a good thing because that's usually bubble territory when you get there on the housing figures for new homes. I'm talking to Brad Stone about Uber and Airbnb. The thing you really wonder about is what's next? What is coming down the pike that will change the landscape of another industry? Because the landscape of the hotel industry has been dramatically changed by Airbnb, and also the landscape of a lot of local neighborhoods to the displeasure of local owners has been changed by Airbnb, and there's a lot of pushback going on that one, as Brad Stone mentioned, and obviously Uber has changed things dramatically as well. Patrick's in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hello, Patrick.
Good afternoon, Bob Brinkert. I enjoy your show immensely, and I've learned a lot. I can't say my portfolio has, I got weak kneed there during the collapse. I had to go into cash but I'm actually a little short right now. I've shorted the market, but I wanted to ask you on the subject of Bitcoin. Yeah, Bob.
I'm listening to you, Patrick.
Bob, Bitcoin, these cryptocurrencies, do these currencies have a position in my portfolio, much like the insurance, that I take? I have a 5% position in a gold, in some gold miners. Is this the currency of the future? Are we looking, 50 years from now with the, if the dollar does, dead now, if the dollar does, no longer exist and we have that world currency, the cryptocurrencies of the future. What do you think, Bob, the Bitcoin? And it was just rejected by the Securities and Exchange Commission that they wanted to trade it on an ETF. What do you have, what's your insight on the Bitcoin?
I don't regard, Patrick, I thank you for the call from Charlotte. I don't regard Bitcoin as a currency. I regard Bitcoin as a speculation. I've never known of a currency that would be considered legitimate that would have the kinds of price fluctuations, value fluctuations that we've seen in Bitcoin. Bitcoin can have gigantic, gargantuan percentage changes in value, incredible amounts of percentage change in value. And so I would never regard Bitcoin, based on what we've seen so far, as a currency. Also, as you know, it's been used in a lot of shady dealings and drug money. And in addition to that, there has been a lot of money lost in Bitcoin as a result of theft and that sort of thing. So, no, I don't take Bitcoin seriously. I certainly would never, based on what we know today, view it as a currency, not something that jumps around in value like a butterfly.